Please turn with me to Lord's Day 3 of the Heidelberg Catechism. And at this section of the Catechism, it's instructing us of this, our status and our misery outside of Christ. And then Lord's Day 4, we'll continue on with that. And then the next section would be in regards to our redemption and what Christ has redeemed us from. And so let's respond to the questions of Lord's Day 3, which is found on page 20. These are helpful teaching tools. These are helpful summaries of what the Bible teaches, and in particular in regards to our status outside of Christ. So Lord's Day, please respond to the questions. Did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness, in true holiness, that he might rightly know God, his creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness, to praise and glorify him. From where then does this depraved nature of man come? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. But are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. Amen. One of the fundamental questions that the Heidelberg Catechism answers for us is, why are we the way we are? Why do we act? Why do we behave? Why do we choose and decide the things that we do? And as the Catechism begins Lord's Day 3, it goes off from the beginning of creation. God did not create man wicked. He created man good. He created man righteous in communion with him. Adam and Eve had everything, literally everything in the world, in their favor. And there's that fellowship that was at peace with God, that harmony between God and his creation, and thus the prized possession of his creation in man and Adam and Eve. But then he fell away from that. He rebelled against them. And thus the consequences are the whole nature of man has been corrupted. Now the Belgic points out that, that what was lost is significant, but even then there's still a little bit of, not righteousness, but there's still a little bit of that of the human nature, the human dignity, the imago Dei is still there. And so man has lost his status with God, or he is barren, he is separated from him, and thus we are in this condition now. Now the world also answers this question as well. Why are we the way we are? Why do we choose the things that we do? And it boils down to three major factors the world provides for us. And it could be tweaked, of course, but these are the main three things that I have found. That we are the way we are because of, especially if it's sin or bad, if we have bad behaviors, it's because of a lack of education, bad environment, or lack of therapy or medication, or lack of psychology, something to that degree. So lack of education, bad environment, and lack of therapy or medication. To provide a tangible example, there was a bill that passed in Canada just last month in December 2021, and this bill is now made effective as law, the law of the land in Canada. The bill is called C4. It's the C4 bill, which now federally bans conversion therapy and deems it as a criminal offense. Now, what's conversion therapy? Conversion therapy, and you can read it in their bill, is defined as a treatment, practice, or service to change a person's sexual orientation to heterosexual, or to change a person's gender identity to cisgender, or to change. So it prevents any kind of persuasion, any treatment, any service, any kind of counseling that seeks to persuade someone that they are born the way that God made them to be born. And that is now illegal. That is now a legal offense in Canada. This includes children. This includes adults. And so now, it is against the law in Canada to hold to the biblical view on God's creation design for man and for woman. You're not to advertise this, you're not to promote this, or have an objective perspective on this topic, at least publicly or in any kind of professional manner, without penalty. Now, what concerns a lot of Christians about this bill that just passed is how vague the language is on this bill and how it will affect pastors, counselors, and teachers. Well, let me qualify. Pastors, counselors, teachers who hold to a biblical view, right? Because there's plenty of Christian leaders that are going to fall in line and bow the knee because they care nothing about the sheep. But for those, for the 7,000 that will not bow to this immoral law, they will be demonized, right? But remember, I'm not saying this just to scare you, but this is about those who are caught in this delusion. How much do you love those who are lost? I mean, this is an ever-growing issue that's not over there anymore. It's not far away. It's really close to home. And so, what is the answer? What is the Christian response? You know, as Jesus saw the crowds from afar, he was filled with compassion. Why? Because the gospel says they were like a sheep without a shepherd, without guidance. Not because they were so pure or morally good, but because they were without guidance. And so those who are experiencing this gender dysphoria, which is an ever-growing problem, say that they can't change the way they were born. They can't change the way they feel, which we can respond by saying, I understand that what you're feeling is what you're feeling. And in a sense, the way they were born, we can talk about that, but with the way they were born is just like any of us, who are prone to alcoholism, who are prone to any kind of number of sins, that we are fallen creatures, mind, body, and soul. It's been shattered. And so we are not to be surprised when we see the effects of how shattered how far fallen we are. But what is the response? It's not more therapy. It's not more education. It's not more any of that. It is a transformation is what is needed. Much of our culture is in need of a shepherd. We are to point them to the good shepherd. We are to guide them to the truth. We are to lovingly call them. And so even the catechism points this out, but are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes. Not that man can't do any civil good or any kind of, I'm sure Hitler loved his mother, you know, but it's any spiritual good to gain his salvation, right? They're incapable because that's how broken they are. The only thing that can change their heart and nature is if they are born again by the Spirit of God. And so that's the way we respond to these types of issues. Then unless they are born again, yeah, you're right. What you're feeling, what you're inclined to, you can't change outside of the power of the gospel. Only in Christ can they be transformed and begin in that journey towards healing and restoration of what God has designed them for His glory. So we hold that out humbly and compassionately. So let's conclude the Lord's Day summary with that.